Hi, this is John Reese of BluePower.com. You know who I am. Talking to Ms. Janet Fisher today. Janet Fisher is a publisher and has a wonderful website. And her publishing company name is Goodnight Kiss Music. How are you, Janet?
I am absolutely great, especially since you're here.
Oh, okay.
And I haven't seen you for 100 years.
Have mercy. Happy to be here. Folks, you would not believe this place. It is absolutely amazing. We won't get into that because we're talking business. Now, today, I have someone here. In case you're a songwriter and you don't know what to do with your material, Janet is a perfect person to help you. That's what you do, isn't it, Janet? That's what Goodnight Kiss Music is. I mean, basically, you're a publisher.
Right, but I'm a songwriter first in my heart, and
okay.
I'll always be a songwriter. So my sympathies and my hopes for anybody that comes to me, any client that I have or any writer that I work with, is always to make their song as best as it can be.
Yeah.
As best as it can be. And that's where my real concern and my real love is. Once that's done, then the role of publisher comes in. Then we try to figure out, what can I do to get this song into some sort of venue or use that earns some money, hopefully, and serves the song and the songwriter.
Yeah.
In some way. So.
How long have you done this? How long has Goodnight Kiss Music been in operation?
I think that I actually registered the company in the mid-80s. I actually started getting some action as far as regularly publishing things in the early 90s. It took about 5 or 6 years to actually start getting some cuts in film or TV.
Yeah.
And then just sort of steadily worked on it since then. We still sometimes hit slumps like everybody does, and then other times it's just, you know, boy, oh boy, 3 cuts on one day and then not a cut for 2 months.
Yeah.
You know, it happens that way, and you have to be ready for that. And that's why you need to serve the song first and love your songwriting, because there are sometimes dry periods.
Yeah.
So if you're in it for the money, go work on computers or something reliable.
Yeah.
But if you're in it for the love, that ought to feed you.
Yeah, well, you know, the music business is either feast or famine.
Exactly right.
That's what I found to be true.
Yeah.
And I know that a lot of people write to me with songs, with new albums, that they don't have labels. You know, they are going to release the CD themselves and hope they sell a few out of the trunk of their car, which to me is a wonderful thing because it means that they believe in themselves.
Right.
How many people have you helped over the years? I mean, how many people have you signed, gotten songs recorded for, songs in movies?
Well, I don't know if there's big numbers. I think we have probably right now, we have about 90 cuts that are airing in films somewhere or in commercials or something around the world. That's not certainly like the track record of Motown or something like that.
Well,
but this is a really small company. But I think that there's not anybody that works with us that doesn't leave better off in some way than when they came in.
Yeah.
Whether it's because they suddenly have a song they can show and know that there's not a hole in it, that nobody can shut it down.
Yeah.
You know, they may have an opinion about it, fine, but there's not going to be something technical they can point to and go, oh man, look at that, you know, oh, what an amateur. It's not going to happen, I mean, because we care about that. And I think that so many people have the heart and the inspiration and the love for it, and they sometimes don't do enough homework.
Yeah.
You know, and it's a competitive world, and our competition isn't the worst of what we hear on the radio. You can listen to the radio and go, oh, pff, my songs are better than that. And you're probably right. Truly, our competition is the very best of what's on the radio. I look at the crappy stuff on the radio as somebody's calling in a favor from somebody else, you know?
Yes, yeah.
And that's our competition, and that's who we have to be ready to face with no excuses. The best stuff that's out there.
How long has your website been up?
I think I first put up the first web page in like 1992.
My goodness.
And
days of DOS.
Exactly. Dial up. I had a 14.4 modem or whatever they were in those days. And my first website looked like the $25,000 pyramid. It was all primary colors, and it was these like four blocks, and then three blocks, and then two, and then one. The top one would say songwriting, the second would say publishing, and the next one was this. It's really funny when I think back about it. You know, I was very fascinated with what you could do, and it was just a little more carnival than it is now. And now it's pretty much, I try to be as, I try to make as many links as I can or little things that I can that are on the website that are useful versus some impressive color or some something that's not, you know, useful.
Well, you have an extremely detailed site and you got great product pages.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, I looked at it and I was amazed.
Oh, thank you.
I was amazed, one, because I didn't know it was anybody as crazy as I am to have thousands of pages up there.
I literally do have...
of information, you know.
Right. And it used to be that was my journal. Before there was ever a thing called blogs, I was writing what I called my daily updates. And there was always some issue that I was tackling or some, you know, talking about groove, how people weren't getting groove in their songs, or how this label expanded and became two labels so that they could feed their records onto the radio because, you know, there was a limit. A label could only have so many.
Yeah.
So they would open up a subsidiary. But when that subsidiary started to die down, they'd just fold it back into the company, you know. And so things like that, you know, this, you don't think this label's gone. It's not. It's just folded back for a while. It'll be back, or there'll be another one that's, you know. Ethics. I wrote a lot on ethics, especially in the mid-90s when MP3s began to be something that was a household word.
Yeah.
Using other people's material, stealing other people's material. People, a lot of people think that you can take a song and write your own words to a famous song, and that's all okay. Things like that. So a lot of educational pages. Tried to write pages to make people organize what they were doing. I have an article called Don't Dream It, Do It that's very popular, and it's pretty much the first point is, what is it you're trying to do? Because I'll ask somebody, well, do you want to be a record label? Do you want to be a recording artist? Do you want to be a songwriter? And a lot of people go, yeah. <You
know? laughs> All of them.
Yeah, I do. I don't care. Yeah. And really, you've got to focus more than that. You really have to assess your dream. You know, what is it that in my heart I want to do? Because that shortens your path.
Yeah.
That gives you the direct path to getting your dream, as opposed to, well, I'm going to work in a studio for a while as an engineer, and then maybe I'll get my chance to produce, and then maybe I'll get my chance to arrange, and then maybe I'll get my... Why don't you just start writing your arrangements now? And by the time that would have gone by, for you to go through all these channels that your love wasn't in, you could be so fabulous by that point in time and have experience under your belt. So a lot of it, especially with people that are starting out, is, you know, evaluate and discover, what is your dream? What is it you want to do? And then it's a lot easier to get there if you know where it is you're trying to go.
Yeah.
So things like that. And that's what made up the early web pages for us.
It always amazes me about people who take an idea and build one idea. So many people tend to do this, tend to do that. They spread themselves out way too thin. We were talking about that earlier.
That's what made me write that article, because I'm trying to tell myself, focus. Stop chasing this and chasing that. Focus. What is it you're trying to do here? So I read that myself every couple of years just to remind myself.
What article is that?
It's called Don't Dream It, Do It.
Don't dream it, do it. Yeah. Where could someone find that?
Go to goods.com.
Okay.
Any of our articles, we have a little search box down at the bottom, and you can type in dream it.
Okay.
And that article will come up. Or you can type in ethics, or you can type in publishing, or you can type in, and the articles will come up listed. You know, what does a publisher do? When to self-publish and not self-publish? Mm-hmm. And contracts, you know, what do I look for? What should I have? Or anything that it is that you're trying to discover, you can almost keyword from our site.
Excellent. Well, you have an amazing site. And anyone out there who would like to be a writer or thinks they are a writer, this is a marvelous site, a marvelous resource, a beautiful place to educate yourself. Because I was educated simply by going there. And I've been in the music business nearly all my life, which is a long time, I won't say. But I've been there a long time, and I learned some things that I had never thought about.
Well, how cool is that?
I mean, it's just amazing. Well, you know, you can learn. If your mind is open, you can learn, you know.
Well, there's always something to learn. It's always changing, and there's always something you don't know. I don't care if you think you know everything. You don't. I don't.
Yeah.
You know, nobody does. And but that's half the fun, is learning something new.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's great. It keeps us fresh.
Well, do you have anything to say to an aspiring songwriter?
I think that you have a right to any art you choose. If you say, I don't want to rhyme, and I don't believe in rhymes, I think it's terrible, I believe that you have the right to do that. However, you need to face the music, so to speak, that the songs that have been wonderful and lasted through time, that we sing over and over, that people love, I don't care what era it's from, the ones that have lasted have been the songs that use creative, true rhymes. Not sacrifice the song, you know, at the cost of trying to find a true rhyme, but be innovative enough and research enough to try that. Certainly, you might get lucky and you might be able to name one song that has been popular for years that doesn't have true rhymes in it or no song form in it, although I personally can't think of any. You might be able to, but I'll guarantee you that that's 0.1% of the songs that are there. So as an artist, God bless you. You have the right to do anything you want to as an artist, and nobody can tell you something different and invalidate you. However, when you're asking the industry or a person or an entity to believe in you with their financing, you owe them the responsibility of being able to create something that you can both earn from. And I think that in that case, you need to look at the rules or the percentages of success. And those things have certain elements. And one of the elements in songwriting is being able to rhyme creatively. So new writers come to me and they say that all the time, well, I don't have to rhyme, that's old fashioned. Absolutely right, you do not have to rhyme, but you're going to find more success if you do.
If you make a real song, yeah.
Yeah, if you really want to make a real song. Of course, that's part of what songwriting is. I don't think that Picasso would have gotten where he got in the art world if he had started off making one-line drawings before he could prove that he could do everything traditionally very well and then grew into his own thing that he wanted to create out of that. I think that he was taken much more credibly because he had the skills to do it everyone else's way, commercially first. And I think that's true with songs too. If you choose not to rhyme, great, but if you can rhyme, you're going to even be a better writer if you don't rhyme.
Absolutely.
Okay, so...
Absolutely.
And just things like that. So another thing is that new writers come to me and I'll say, well, this part doesn't make sense. And their defense is, that really happened. Okay, no. That really happened. Well, you know what? It might have really happened, but nobody cares. I'm sorry, you know, nobody cares because you haven't told it in a compelling way. Maybe this guy said, I have to get up at 6 a.m. That doesn't move us, even though he really said that. It, you know, maybe it doesn't even have anything to do with the song. Because it really happened doesn't turn it into a valid song. So you need to step back a little bit from your writing if you're a new writer. You need to explore a little bit. Talk to people that do have successes. Ask them their opinions on these things. Again, I support you 1,000% as an artist for anything you want to do. But when you start playing in the business, you need to adhere to some business rules, and you need to be able to at least know what they are and be able to use them when you need to.
Work within the parameters.
Yes, exactly. Learn to color in the lines, and sometimes if you want to go outside the lines, that's cool. But you have to be able to do both if you really want to be good at what you're doing.
Guys and girls, you want to be a great songwriter? Check out this lady's website, Miss Janet Fisher. GoodnightKissMusic.com.
GoodnightKiss.com.
GoodnightKiss, not music.
Right.
GoodnightKiss.com.
Yeah.
Go to the link at the bottom of this piece and click on it. It'll take you right there.
Great. And dude, come on in. We've got a newsletter. It costs $4 a year. It comes 1 to 3 times a month. We list our company tips in there. If we're looking for a song for a film, if we're looking for something for a commercial, we list it in there with a deadline, with the code. We don't charge to pitch. We treat songs as commodities. We don't treat songwriters as commodities. We want to work with your material. We want to make money for both of us with your material. We're not looking to make money from you on a monthly basis or something like that. We think we can do the work with the material. So if you do come in, check the site, subscribe to the newsletter, and it's a pretty cut and dried way to go.
It's a marvelous site. Check it out. This is John Reese at BluePower.com. Thank you so much for talking to us today,
Janet. Thank you, John. Thank you so much.
Good seeing you again.
Good to see you too, man. It's like old home week.
Absolutely.
Love
I love you, brothers and sisters. Take care of yourself. We'll
Thanks,
see you
guys.
Soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.